Welcome, Lund Loyalists, to John Lund Unleashed. Those watching on YouTube, on the John Lund Unleashed and Bay Area Sports Collective channels. Viewers on X, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, and Lundos listening to the podcast on Apple and Spotify. John Lund Unleashed, brought to you by Reappell Sports Medicine. Got pain? Check out our revolutionary stem cell treatments. And guys, if low T is bringing you down, Reappell Sports Medicine can put you back in the game. Now all juiced up and ready to go, here's John.
Life comes at you fast, man. One minute you're some anonymous, what is he from, Astronomer is the company of CEO, and now you're the biggest meme on the internet. And this might be, you know, a lot of them are just like 24 hours and the news cycle moves so fast that you're yesterday's news. I don't know, this might have some legs. This might be a 48-hour deal. It's the weekend, so stuff's gonna happen, but I don't know, this thing's still got some legs. Maybe it's gonna be 36 to 48 hours. Maybe it'll go over faster than I think, but there you go.
Oh, welcome, Lund Loyalists, to John Lund Unleashed. Those watching on YouTube, on the John Lund Unleashed and Bay Area Sports Collective channels. Viewers on X, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, and Lundos listening to the podcast on Apple and Spotify. John Lund Unleashed.
Gotcha. We hear it the first time. I'm not gonna. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Just look at their faces. Oh my God! Look at their faces. Like, oh, we're dead. This is the best meme I saw of the whole thing. Coldplay hasn't made a single in years. Last night they made two. Unbelievable. Let me just look at the face. I mean, this is the best part. Like, oh, we are so dead. Anyway, there you go. That's what you get for cheating, man. Life comes at you very, very fast. I had no idea. The astronomer, the CEO of Astronomer, and she's the HR girl. And then they had the other HR girl in the corner, and everybody goes to LinkedIn. And oh, and then everybody's got the memes. And oh, man, just crazy. And she, the wife takes her last name off Facebook. I mean, so isn't social media grand? It's absolutely amazing. So, anyway, it is the cover of the show today. There is the Giants, there is playoffs. We shall see as they are in Toronto today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. That is the cover of the show today for episode 194. Did you think we weren't going to go with the thing that is the biggest? Whose face is better? I guess hers looks more shocked, but he just looks like I am dead. Half of everything, half of 401k for sure. I am toast. I am toast. And she's the HR girl. She's going to have to talk to herself. You know you can't date the CEO. I know. Well, then what are we going to do with you? I don't know. Man, you're HR doing that, man. Anyway, there you go. Welcome into episode 194. The Giants are back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. They're in Toronto today. We got a lot to talk about. It is John Lund Unleashed on YouTube. Thank you, however you are watching today. Maybe you are watching on Instagram, that is at John Lund Radio. X is a good place to watch, at John Lund Radio as well. Bay Area Sports Collective, that big B in the corner. Make sure you subscribe there. That is my show. Tom Tolbert, Holly Mack, Creative Tony, all a bunch of ex-KNBRs, Rod Brooks, and Quality Hang, the great Amy G, former Giant, Jeremy Affeldt. So make sure you're subscribed there, as well as John Lund Unleashed on YouTube. Maybe you're watching on LinkedIn and you're looking for the Astronomer CEO. His name Anthony something or other. That's what you're doing on LinkedIn, and you just ran across the show. That's wonderful. Facebook, my personal page, John Lund or John Lund Unleashed. We can be friends there. We would love it if you would migrate over to John Lund Unleashed and join the chat room, which should be fun and lively today. You do not have to agree with me, the host. Have fun. Enjoy. Life is, or sports is supposed to be the toy box of life, and we try to treat it that way. Most days, have a laugh, get you away from everything, and then get you on with your day. That is our goal. We hope to accomplish it every single day. If you've got questions, comments, or thoughts, please leave them watching later underneath here, or it's a good place, X at John Lund Radio. Come over, hit the chat room, say hello. If you have not been in the chat room before, it's at John Lund Unleashed on YouTube. Please say good morning and hello to everybody. They won't bite unless you want them to, but most, for the most part, everybody is cool and mellow and chill, and you don't have to agree with everybody. So it's a very nice chat room and a very nice community that we are building at John Lund Unleashed. Lots of stuff today, episode 194. Before we get out to roll call today, the Giants are back. Playoffs, we'll get into that as well. Seeing more about a trade for a catcher. You know, I've talked about maybe a third starter, could be some offense. I'm locked in on a starter and maybe a left-handed reliever, something like that. But then we're starting to get some rumors about Sean Murphy of the Braves. Yesterday, the flavor of the day was Susan Slusser mentioning Brent Rooker. She's got a relationship with the A's and what she says she knows, but it was more of an opinion. And then, as often happens in social media, it gets misconstrued as a fact or a rumor. And so I've got to straighten that out, as I often have to do. So we'll do that. Top 10, people love this. When I was on KMBR, we would have, I don't know if you know Melissa Lockhart, but she does a really good job on farm systems for teams. And she specifically does a really nice job of the A's and the Giants. And we'd have her on. And we'd get, you know, some good response when she was on the air with us. But then afterwards, on the downloads of the podcast, just blow up huge through the roof. And so I'd love to do the same thing. So ESPN has their top 10, which includes their draft picks now. And why that's relevant is not only because you're probably interested in that, but also because who would they trade if they're trying to get those pieces? So that's kind of cool. We'll do that. There's a couple other things in the Giants that I want to hit. TJ Watt has a new deal that's going to pay him over $40 million annually. Remember when we were like, oh my God, Nick Bosa is getting 34? Remember when John Gruden said you can't pay a quarterback and an edge rusher $20 million? It just won't work that way. I mean, that wasn't that long ago, maybe 10 years ago, and they had to trade Khalil Mack to the Bears. Like, can't a quarterback and edge rusher can't make 20. Now every position makes over 20 on average. Average annual value, maybe outside of tight end and kicker and running back. I mean, everybody else is 20 plus on average. So TJ Watt gets a deal. ESPN had an interesting thing. They went through rosters again because we're about a week away, or now a little bit less, from training camps officially opening. And I think the Brandon Ayuk probably is the number one thing to watch for the 49ers. I'll tell you why. Damian Lillard goes back to the Blazers. Random things happen throughout the show. We will talk more in the caboose about the CEO. Just all the different memes and things that came out are hilarious. We'll do that as well today. And other things will happen throughout the show. There's a few things on the board that I didn't get up there in time that I found right before the show. So we'll do that. So let's do it. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. And again, we're on John Lund Unleashed saying good morning to everybody. So if you want to say, if you want to shout out, this morning, jump on and into the chat room. You think it was staged? I don't know, man. I don't think those actors are that good. Good morning, Daniel. Are those staged faces? I mean, they got to be damn good. That's award-winning acting right there. I don't think that's staged. I think that's a dude that's scared as hell that he just lost half of everything. Same with her. I don't know her situation. I just know that they went online and found the wife's Facebook, and she removed his last name or her last name, which is his last name. I don't know. That's pretty damn good acting if they're faking it. Could be. Antonio, good morning. I forgot it was Friday today. My Lord, what am I thinking? That CEO cat is HR director side chick. Whoa, everything you do in the dark will come to the light of day. Yeah, man, everybody's got a camera, bro. I mean, that's just what it is. It's difficult to slither around nowadays. Our good friend Kenny always brings it. The Giants have 67 games left. What do you think? 40-27? That probably gets you in the playoffs, right? Let's do that. We will do that today. Good morning to you, my friend. It's so funny, Tacky, that you say that. I knew as I walked in here today, somebody was going to say, chug a beer. I'll tell you something, Tacky. I know this isn't chug a beer, but I decided today that because it was Friday, I would do Bailey's in the coffee. So it is true. I would not lie to you. I do have Bailey's in the coffee, and I just reheated it right before the show because I took a pull off it right before the show, and I was like, it was cold. I was like, cold coffee? We can't do that. So I am partaking, although it's not chugging a beer. I will say that. I am sorry for that. I am. I will make it up today. We have a quality show today for you, Jason. I promise. The Nutter is here this morning. The 1-4-20. I saw you slithering out of here yesterday, but I understand. Some people got to work. I mean, you got to work for a living around here. You can't just sit around. Morning all. Christopher is in the house today. Our good friend, is here today. Antonio, did I say good morning? Yeah, look, I love Susan Slusser, man. I love, love, love Susan Slusser for years. Every week she'd come on my show. I talked to her at games. She just knows what she's doing, man. Is she a great writer or what? And I'm not, it's not a shot at her. It's not at all. All I'm saying is that it's not the media that does this. It's just all of us, and it's content creators. And we got to have content. Everybody goes crazy. Here, I'll just show you something since you just brought it up. I was going to do this later, but okay. So this is put up on as content, right? This has jumped up there and it says trending and it's a big deal and everybody wants to get clicks. I understand that. She just was suggesting this. She didn't say it was even a rumor or a fact or it was anything. She just is like, you know, this would make some sense. That's what she wrote. And then everybody's like, oh my God, Rooker to the Giants. Like maybe it could happen. I mean, it could. It makes some sense. Rooker is not a great defender. And they've already got 19 DHs on this team, even if Devers can play first base. But Rooker's more of a DH, but he's not an iron glove either. I mean, he could play left and you could move Ramos to right. And Yaz could be to his rightful spot, which is a fourth outfielder, and he can, you know, he can play some center. There's no doubt about it. So yeah, I could be down with that, but it's not, she's not saying, hey, this is something that's imminent or even happening or being talked about. She's just saying, hey, this makes some sense. And she knows both teams well. So if she says something, yeah, there's something to it, but she's not reporting it as a, something they're talking about. She's saying this makes sense to her. So nobody reads fine print. Everybody's in the era of Twitter/X. I'm just going to call it Twitter. F/X. Everybody knows. I like Twitter better. So everybody's in the Twitter era where we can barely even get through 140 characters. Like, man, it's got to be spoon-fed to me. Tell me what she said. You know, I can't read an article. What did it say? You know, that's way too long. Oh my God, there's five paragraphs in that article. Just tell me what it said. And then people just, you know, throw it out there because you got to get content out there. And I get it. I do. I live in that era now. So I understand, but what she said was, hey, this is kind of an idea that could work. She's done that plenty of times in her career. She says that. It's her opinion. It doesn't mean, you know, but that's how it got reported. Like, whoa, and everybody ran with it. Hi, 49ers diehard. Yeah, what I'm saying is, and again, I don't want people to misconstrue me either. He says, I'd love Murphy if Posey took over earlier. I'd like Posey should have been a Giant, not a Dodger, man, no doubt. What I'm saying is that there's national reports that say the Giants have looked into Sean Murphy. And I'm like, whoa. And Murphy, I thought Murphy was going to be better. He's not bad. It's just like, you know, when he was coming up with the A's, I thought this dude, whoa. And, you know, he's a nice player. Now he's not the defender that Bailey is, but I will say that his stick is 10 times better. And at some point, I told you this in the offseason, and we just saw this in the All-Star game and the way that it worked. And so here's his effectiveness. They're starting to get ready for this, the Giants. His effectiveness is going to go down this much, that much because of the ABS system. They're going to be able to challenge balls and strikes. So when Patrick Bailey steals one, which is his number one attribute as a defender, he can throw all right. He can block really well. He's a really good defender. I'm not saying he's not. But his number one attribute and the reason why they put up with his atrocious hitting, even though occasionally he can get a hit in a big situation, but the reason why they put up with his atrocious hitting is that he's great at stealing balls and strike. Now, the ABS system, you can't do it every single time, but in a key situation when he steals that strike, the ABS system is coming. We saw how effective it is in the All-Star game. I wish it was a little bit quicker like it has been in the minors, but they're going to be able to get that strike back that he just stole. And then from there, because it's just going to be a system, it's going to go like this. Full umpires, ABS system, robo-umps. They're going to just do it in order. So the Giants are thinking to themselves, okay, well, they're going to be able to, a couple of times a game, steal that strike back that Patrick Bailey just stole. And then at some point, it's going to get to the robo-umps, and they know when that's going to happen. And so they might as well get some value for the guy. And Murphy's still young enough to grow with this team, and he's not an automatic out at the bottom of the order. So Buster Posey understands. He runs everything. And Bob Melvin, former catcher, is the manager. They understand all these things, but they also know the day is coming where his biggest values are going to be neutralized. and they still got that stick in the lineup that basically is worse than Madison Bumgarner. So at some point, when do you move him? Because we all sit there and go, well, God, they could use a second baseman or a right fielder or this or that, but Bailey's staying. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be this season. I think that the issue becomes the staff is really comfortable with him. As we talked about yesterday, and we always talk about with the Giants, how do they win? They win with pitching and defense and timely hitting. You're going to, let me get this straight. You're going to take Patrick Bailey out in the middle of the season, bring in Sean Murphy, who there's no doubt is better. I think all around better, but you're not going to do that to your pitching staff in the middle of the season, make them learn a new catcher. In the offseason, yeah, give them a whole offseason, give them spring training. That's the issue. Because we look at it as fans and we say, the stick's better, defense not quite as good, but we can live with it. And then, you know, we're cooking with gas. Well, yeah, but the whole pitching staff is going, wait a minute, we got to learn a new catcher? We got to learn a new system? Nah, they're not going to do that in the middle of the season. Bob Melvin being the manager, former catcher, Buster where he is being a former catcher, they know. You're not going to be able to do that. Now, if there's an injury, you're forced to do it. But they're not going to do it in the middle of a season. Next year, yeah, I could see Patrick Bailey, the Giants going, we just can't handle this bat of a stick in our lineup. We love Patrick Bailey, but we're going to trade for, you know, Sean Murphy or whomever. And then they can get used to, then the staff can get used to him in spring training. It's a big deal that the staff would have to get used to a brand new catcher, you know, for the second half of the season and possibly or probably or maybe or hopefully into the playoffs. So anyway, I was doing that during roll call. I got to finish up roll call. Joy, good morning to you. I said good morning, Tim. I think so. DC, it is great to see you, my friend. Scott, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We've already got our first super that I will get to in a moment. If you would like to get your questions, comments, thoughts on the show, please hit me with the super. Plus, you're supporting the show, so that would be outstanding. Let's see. Bailey's war is zero. OPS around 55. The ABS next year's value is gone. Exactly. So that's going to be a problem. And the Giants know it. And, you know, could they jump on it early, quickly before all this stuff happens and say, oh, but look out, you know, sure. But other teams know it's coming too. So his value is going to drop. And I like Patrick Bailey, but you can't have this stick in the lineup. It's questionable even now with the value that he brings. And he's such a great defender. It, honestly, right now, with the way that things are calculated, with him being able to steal strikes the way he is by far the best defensive catcher in baseball. But at some point, especially with this lineup, we've talked about it a million times, and I didn't know that I was going to start here today. We've talked about it a million times. At some point, you're never going to have what the Cubs have offensively or what the Dodgers have offensively. You're never, in other words, you're never going to have such a good offense that you can have an anchor of a catcher offensively. You're never going to have that in this ballpark. So they're not going to be able to do that. Then you start taking away the value, the biggest parts of his value, stealing strikes. You're not going to be able to do it. So that's why there's rumors around Patrick Bailey potentially moving and Sean Murphy possibly coming in. I have no insight in this kind of a situation, but I'm just thinking in the middle of a season, given what Bob Melvin and Buster Posey used to do for a living, that they're gonna say their whole pitching staff, hey, you're gonna have to learn a new catcher right now, or after July 31st. I don't see it. Could be wrong, but I don't see it. All right. Good morning to everybody. Our first super is on the board. Thank you very much for our good friend Fuji. Yes, I am anticipating a bottom of the pint tonight. I have not texted Larry Kruger. We had one last week. I did a solo job. It was absolutely amazing. We had a John Lund Unleashed record of 55 supers. I wouldn't say that I was hungover at a really high level last Saturday, but I was feeling it. I made the mistake. I think I downed about in the 3 hours you and I were together last Friday night. I think I downed about eight beers, shot down about eight beers. The biggest problem last Friday was Friday night when we were watching Dodgers and Giants together. Was that I was stupid enough to bring out, there was a cold bottle in my freezer of Jack Daniel's Fire. Two things I did wrong there. A, that I brought it out, and B, that I didn't at least bring out shot glasses so that I could shoot it. And I was just plugging right out of the bottle, and I was doing, you know, I was doing like two and three counts, like boom, boom, boom. And I was like, by the end of that thing, I was like, rrr. And then of course, you know, it was like chug, chug, chug. And so I was being stupid, and I did. So, yeah, I have to keep myself a little bit more under control. Believe me, it was a good time. We had a good time had by all. And I think here was the problem. what was that game? 8-7. It was an 8-7 game. So we're drinking for every run. And then I've said I would drink for every 10 supers. So I'm no mathematician, but so there was 8 chugs plus the supers at 5. So, I mean, there's like 13 chugs there. So between beers and shots, I mean, there you go. Right. So probably 8 beers, 5 shots. Yeah, it's pretty good. Plus, all I was downing was, it's gone now, but I had this, I wasn't eating actual food. I had this thing of like, it was a beer nuts, kind of a mix. I saw it at BevMo or wherever. And I saw this thing and I was like, yeah, you sure? I'll just munch on that. So that's all I ate the whole like day. So I was like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, come on, what are you, a rookie? You can't not eat. What are you, insane? It's crazy. But yeah, Fuji, I anticipate fully. Plus, it's an earlier game. It's in Toronto today. So I'm looking forward to that. I like the early ones. Then you're done early, all that kind of stuff. It's a good time had by all. It's great stuff. Before I get going on anything, I had this really cool thing happen. Sorry, we're going to do a random thing to start the show, and then I promise we'll get to everything else. I met somebody yesterday at the grocery store. It was really cool. And then they sent me a message afterwards. So I got to make sure. Rohan, I want to shout out Rohan. He says, Rohan stopped me yesterday. It was really cool. So met the grocery store and he stops me. He says, hey man, I was really bummed that you, when you left KNBR, this was last November now, it's getting to be a while. I really bummed you were gone. I was pissed off, but I'm really stoked that you are continuing to do your stuff on YouTube. And it was just really cool. Made my day. I thought it was really, really cool. He said that, had a really nice son and everything. So he said, just moved from San Francisco to the, from San Ramon, where I live, to the South Bay a year ago. And he just, you know, sent me a really, really nice note, and it was really cool that he stopped me when I was at Safeway. So, hey, thanks, Rohan. Really appreciate it. It was cool. If you ever see me out, man, say hello. It really makes my day. It was really cool. Also makes me feel good that I'm continuing to do this stuff, because I'm really enjoying being on here and talking every day. It's a totally not just a medium to me, but it's really cool. It's much more personal than radio ever was. I'm getting to know everybody in the chat room. That's why I try to say to everybody, you know, jump into the chat room, say hello. It's a really great group of people if you haven't jumped in. I'm not just saying that. So really cool. But anyway, it was really cool. Made my day. I was about ready to check out. It was, hey, man, really appreciate it. Was pissed when you left. Really cool that you continue it. So it made me really feel good and that we're continuing to do this and that people are going, hey, man, I'm digging it. And it's not, you know, Rohan's not a guy that I've seen, I don't believe, in the chat room before. So it was really cool that he stopped and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, meant a lot to me. And I just wanted to give him a shout out because I thought that was really cool that he stopped me and was like, hey man, you know, I'm watching every day. I thought it was cool. So anyway, wanted to do that before we moved on. All right, let's get to this thing today. Episode 194, the Giants are back. Like I said in the beginning here, playoffs, the CEO and the HR girl, playoffs. So I try to get past all of this kind of stuff, let's see. Yeah, I got that. Let me share my screen with you very quickly. And this is what ESPN said this morning about the chances for the 49ers for the Giants. Sorry, I got training camp on my mind. For the 49ers to get to the playoffs. So this is their second half thoughts on the Giants. And there you go right there. The projected record 86-76. I hate that they did that because it's like, I always think, now, a couple of years ago, we know this, Arizona got to not only the playoffs, but 2 years ago, they got to the World Series with 84 wins. So can it happen? Yeah. But I just think maybe 88 seems to be the number. I don't know. Sometimes it takes 90. It has taken 90 before. A few years ago, the Phillies won 90, get in. They get to the World Series. So it can happen. 86 seems a little light. I'm thinking about 88. So according to their odds, 3.6, they're not winning the division. All right. The Dodgers are starting to get some healthy pitching back. Our good friend Blake Snell has not pitched all season long, but he's doing a rehab stint. He'll probably do what he did last year with the Giants, which is not pitch very much, but probably pitch fairly well when he does come back. Playoff odds right there. We told you this the other day that the playoff odds were at about 45% through Fangraphs. They're using their own, so they're saying 45% championship odds. I don't think we're all delusional to think that they could win a championship, but in 10, 12, and 14, they weren't the odds-on favorite at any point. It's just how you're playing at the end. So 44% playoff odds. Let's just focus on that for a second. Division, probably not. Championship, likely not. 86 wins, I think that's a little light. So 44%. So, of course, what makes them a potential contender? They say they're pitching, blah, blah, blah. talks about their bullpen, talks about Ray and Webb as a great duo, and then what to expect from there. They already made their big move. I'm going to talk about that in a second. Devers, 202 for Devers. There you go. That's the big number right there. 202 since he came, got here in the 25 games. Boston is rejoicing. Ha, 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 as they continue to do that. And then, as he points out, as they point out, they got some guys in there. Ramos, Adames, Chapman. And I don't know about Jung Ho Lee, if he's going to get things going. And so there you go. So there are your odds. 44% for the Giants. So my question is very simple to you. Playoffs, do they make the playoffs? As currently constructed, and by the way, I agree with you 100%. I had no issue whatsoever with them going, yeah, we're not even looking at Blake Snell. And it doesn't shock me whatsoever. And yours truly did say, wait a minute, before we give the Dodgers rotation all these flowers, remember, Tyler Glasnow always gets hurt. Blake Snell always gets hurt. Give Yamamoto credit. He only pitched 90 innings last year, but Yamamoto has been really, really good. But they have a ton of guys in the rotation as everybody just slobbered all over him. Suzuki hasn't pitched all year long. What do you have, one or two starts, and he went down? Like, all these guys that were unproven commodities, they're all like, oh, they're going to be so great. Eh, we'll see. Look, I'm not saying they're not going to win the division. They are going to win the division. That's what's so amazing. Just like last year, they had tons of pitching problems last year. They win the division. It's amazing. And they're going to get some pitching back. But, yeah, Blake Snell, you can have him. That didn't bother me at all that he was gone. So here's my question. As currently constructed, can the Giants make the playoffs? And what it comes down to is real simple. East, Phillies and Mets, one's going to win the division, one's going to be a wild card. Central, Cubs, Brewers, one's going to win the division, one's going to win the wild card. West, Dodgers win the division. So now we are at five teams for the six spaces, right? Five teams for the six spaces. So we got three division winners. We got two wild cards in the Brewers and let's say the Mets. And then we got one more. And it comes down to the Giants, the Padres, the Cardinals, right? I don't think the Reds are going to be there. I was thinking Atlanta was going to make a run. I doubt it. So that's where we are. All right? That's where we are. The Padres on the surface probably are a better team than the Giants, but that doesn't matter. I don't think the Cardinals are great, but they've been hanging in there the whole time. So you've got to take them as something. Who will be aggressive at the trade deadline? The Cardinals aren't generally overly aggressive. Like, well, the Giants get, or excuse me, will the Cardinals get like a, they always do this, like a secondary kind of a player. Would they get like a middle relief arm? Yeah, that's something the Cardinals kind of do. Would the Cardinals get like a secondary bat where you go, that's not anything great? Yeah. I could see the Cardinals getting somebody that's, you know, okay with an expiring contract. Yeah, I could see that. So, yeah, they'll do something, but it's not going to be anything flashy. The Padres have made all sorts of splashy moves. Could I see them doing it again? Yeah. Even though they're not a major market team, they've been acting like one for the last number of years. So I could see the Padres doing something. And then it comes down to the Giants. And so this is why I did this morning. So ESPN came out with the top 10. And we, like I said at the beginning of the show, we used to have Melissa Lockhart on KNBR. And people just loved it, right? They would download the podcast tons of times about the farm system of the Giants. I got to be honest with you. I don't spend tons of time looking at the farm system of the Giants. Do I know the major players and the, you know, the top guys? Yeah, to an extent. But I don't sit there and deep dive into this stuff, right? I just don't. They're dartboard hits. Most of them don't hit. Whatever. So the only reason I bring this up, and this is as of this morning, is to like look at it and say, okay, who could they possibly trade? So we all know who Bryce Eldridge is. They're not trading him. The Gonzalez kid is an international signing. I doubt they would trade him, but they might listen for somebody major. Wisenhunt is the big pitcher that everybody always talks about. Killen is the guy that they just got, the kid out of Tennessee that's going to be their future second baseman, they hope. Whitman is a guy that a lot of people talk could be in trade discussions. A lot of people like him. He's a lefty. You can see on the far right side is where they had those guys and whether they're moving up, moving down, whatever. This farm system is not seen as one of the top farm systems in baseball. And as you can see in that whole thing, you see at the bottom there, Whitman, as they say, Whitman is maybe the guy that they would move of all the players. He's not too far away. So those are the names to know around the trade deadline, just for your understanding, because people love to talk about farm system guys and everybody just likes to know a few of those names. So I'm going to remove that in 3, 2, and 1, because of course you want to see my sweet shiny face. So that was as of this morning on ESPN. So here's the thing. I get it. I mean, we all get enamored. You know, I don't want to trade anybody. We all get enamored. But here's the truth of the matter. Is that most of those guys that we just showed are not going to be any good. I mean, even at the top, Bryce Eldridge, huge question marks. 6'7" guy, long swing, strikes out a lot. Not sure that he's very good defensively at first base. Who knows? Maybe he's going to be a 30 home run hitter. Maybe he's going to go, maybe he's going to be Zach Wheeler. Maybe he's going to be Gary Brown. Like, nobody knows. And most times, and I say this all the time, and it's just the truth, 90% of the time, if you get the best player in the trade, the known player in the trade, you win the trade. Now, having said that, there's always Fernando Tatis Jr. for James Shields. I mean, it happens. There's always Zach Wheeler. You know, there's always that trade, which the Giants know all too much about, for Carlos Beltran. There's just, you know, it. Look, it happens. It happens all the time. There's always Pete Crow Armstrong for Javier Baez, right? And I know Baez was in the All-Star game, but I'm taking Pete Crow Armstrong 100 out of 100. Like, it just, it happens, right? It happens. It's part of the deal. But a lot of times your minor leaguers are there to trade. What's amazing to me is, and I know you don't want to hear Dodger praise, but what's amazing to me is the Dodgers get big-time players every single trade deadline and rarely, if ever, are burned because they know their farm system so well, and they go, oh, okay, you can have that guy. Like, the Padres got absolutely burned in the Soto trade. I mean, look who they gave up. C.J. Abrams, James Wood, my God, Gore. I mean, in the Soto trade, and they got some back from the Yankees, but not to that extent. Like, Washington, can you imagine the Padres if they had C.J. Abrams and James Wood right now and Mackenzie Gore? My God, they'd be challenging. Maybe they might be the best team in the NL West. Like, they might be the best team in the National League. Add James Wood to the Padres, add C.J. Abrams to the Padres, add Mackenzie Gore to the Padres. That's who they gave up in the Juan Soto trade. So you're going to have those trades. Those happen, but those are the exception, not the rule. But those happen. So, I mean, it happens, and it scares the hell out of GMs. I understand that. And so you don't want to give up young talent because those things do happen. But 90% of the time, the best player, and then you forget about, you know, like who did the A's end up getting for Matt Chapman, Matt Olson? You know, I mean, my God, nobody. Nobody. So lots of times that's just what happens. Like, you get players, it's like, what? Like, I know that at this point, when it comes to the Devers strike, he's hitting 202. Don't care. I don't care. Rafael Devers is fine. He will be fine. It's not a big deal. He'll be fine. That's trade in the Giants' favor 100 out of 100 times. Don't care. That's no big deal. So, anyway, we'll see. We'll see what they do at the deadline. I just have a feeling that the Giants are going to be aggressive. As currently constructed, so I asked you the question, as currently constructed, are they a playoff team? I would say no. I think they have a tough stretch coming up. They have played better. What's crazy is they have played better against 500 teams. So that stretch that they just came through that we said was ultra important and they weren't that good. Here we go. You got Toronto coming up. Now you have an Atlanta team that's not very good. You have some teams in there that you can beat. Pittsburgh's coming up, but you do have the Mets coming up. You do have Toronto in this series. They're a first place team in the AL East. And today is what? The 18th? So what are we? 2 weeks away from the trade deadline. And so right now, Buster Posey's evaluating what they are. And I said this yesterday, I think Cabrera, starting pitcher for the Marlins, plus they've got some arms in the bullpen. I think that's what I would do. I think as far as what the Giants do, starting pitching, the relievers, all this kind of stuff, when they win, it's great pitching, starting and relieving, and timely hitting. They've got enough on the timely hitting spot. You know, they've got enough as far as timely hitting. They added Willy Adames in the offseason. They added Rafael Devers in the season. Combined with what they have, that should be enough. Like, if Buster's coming into my office and I'm part of that group around the big mahogany table and he says, I need another bat, I go, dude, I gave you Adames. I gave you Devers. We signed Chapman long-term in the offseason. Like, bro, what the hell? Like, are you serious? You know, we'll see. If I were them, I'd say, I think you need a third starter. I think you need to replace Eric Miller. How long is Miller out? It's going to be a while, right? Anyway. All right. So give me your thoughts on that. Let's see. Trade for a catcher. We talked about that. I don't think they're going to do it just from a defensive standpoint and what the staff would have to adjust to. Top 10, I gave you that. Anything else on baseball this morning? Anything else on baseball? Anything else on Giants? Do you think, as currently constructed, they'll make the playoffs? 45% is the number. If not, what would you do? What would you do? Would you go for another stick? Is there a name? Would you go starting pitching? Would you go relief? If you could only do one thing, what would you do? So, let's see. Murphy stinks too. I get it. I just don't want an automatic out, man. I just don't want an automatic out in the lineup. I think in the offseason they might do it. I think in the offseason they might do it. But having to have the whole staff learn a new pitch or new catcher, I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to do that. All right, let's move on to a little bit of football talk. Here is the new top five as far as paying edge rushers is concerned. There's TJ Watt. Look, it's just never going to stop. I thought at some point it was going to stop. You pay quarterbacks what you pay quarterbacks, and I realize, and I tell you this all the time, it's funny money. This is the money that is. This is not guaranteed money. This is just the average, and a lot of it is just blown up. And the agent and the player, look at how much you're making. So you realize that this is not true money, but still, $41 million. Remember a couple of years ago, as Nick Bosa was making 34 and he had to squeeze every nickel out of the 49ers. And it's like, they didn't want to give it to him and they were pissed and all this kind of stuff. Now he's the fifth highest paid edge rusher. Now, look, it's hard to argue that he's better than Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, or TJ Watt. Danelle Hunter was just, look, he was a product of the times and that's fine. He's solid. But my God, how far, when John Gruden said you can't pay, because they had just paid Derek Carr over like at like $25 million, and Khalil Mack wanted $20 million, and the Raiders traded him. And they were still in Oakland when they did that. So I can't remember what year that was. Had to be 10 years by now, right? I should have looked that up before the show. But Gruden said, yeah, you can't pay a quarterback $20 million and then an edge rusher, $20 million. Let's see. Raiders trade Mac. When did they trade Mac to the Bears? Let me find that out. Because how far have we come? 2018. So he trades them to two first-round picks, and then he signs a 6-141, the highest-paid defensive player in NFL history. What's 141 divided by 6? My God, look how far we've come. I mean, that's 2018. That's 7 years ago. You already have it. $23.5 million. We've almost doubled that. We've almost doubled that number in 7 years. Seven. Sorry. That's amazing. Gruden said, so that was in 2018, 7 years ago, Gruden said, you can't pay a quarterback 20 and pay an edge rusher 20. And now we're paying quarterbacks 60 and edge rushers 40. Let that sink in for a minute. Gruden said 7 years ago, you can't pay a quarterback 25 and an edge rusher 20. So you can't combine those two for 45. And now we're paying a quarterback 60 and an edge rusher 40. So those two guys are making a combined 100, over 100. And he was saying you can't combine for over 40. And that's 7 years ago. So in another 7 years, is it going to double again? Like, are they going to be paying quarterbacks $120 million a year and edge rushers $80 million a year? I mean, is it ever going to stop? Slow down? Man, that is unbelievable. Like, if you just said to Gruden, hey, I tell you what, that it's not only going to be 25 quarterback, or not only, so you're looking at 25 quarterback, 20 in an edge, it's going to be 60 for a quarterback, 40 for an edge. And you'd be like, no way. So anyway, crazy. Good morning, J49. It is great to see you this morning. Great, great, great to see you. My goodness. I mean, seriously. I mean, I think inflation right now is at, what, 7% or something like that I just read this morning. I mean, what is that inflation? Again, that blows my mind. I can't pick up my phone and do that kind of calculations. Anyway, so there's that. TJ Watt is signed. My God, the Steelers. Are they going for it or what? They're just like, let's go for it. That's never been the Steelers. But, I mean, for the offseason, they've had DK and Aaron Rodgers and signing TJ Watt, and my God, man, that is crazy. So there's that. And then I don't think I have this slide or anything like that, but this morning, let me double check that if I do or not. It's not really that big of a deal if I do or whether I don't. But ESPN did this thing, and they asked what the, and this isn't just per team. No, I don't think I have this slide. It doesn't really matter. But they did like the 20 on ESPN.com. They did the 20 most interesting storylines to watch just in the NFL, not by team or anything like that. And they talked about the health of Brandon Ayuk. And I thought, you know, and we'll do this as camp gets a little bit, like next week, we'll start to dial in a little bit more on the 49ers. And then, like I said, I'll get down there next week and we'll start getting interviews and getting a lot into the 49ers as camp opens up. And I'll be part of that throng of people getting all the content and all that kind of stuff for you. But I started thinking about this, especially in the light of Juwan Jennings. And we'll see if Juwan Jennings shows up in camp or does a hold-in or hold-out. If he does a hold-in, I'm going to puke. Because if I'm the 49ers, and I've told you this before, but I'll just reiterate it, we're not doing that again. Life is about learning. Life is not about not making mistakes. Life is about learning from said mistakes. So Brandon Ayuk had a hold-in last year. It was a disaster. I don't want you around the team. So there's two things why. Number one, last year was a disaster. We didn't know what to make of Brandon Ayuk, and it was weird. But I'm sitting in meetings. But the reason why I held in is because he didn't want to get fined. So technically, he's in meetings. He's just not working out, so he didn't get fined. Trent Williams was away from the team. You could fine him. What I want from Juwan Jennings is you just threw a curveball at us at the last minute. I want you to be away from the team, and I want to fine you because you're holding out. And I don't want you, if you're not going to work out on the field, then you're no good to me. I don't want you sitting in meetings or anything else. You're going, if you're not participating, then you're a holdout. So stay away. And then that way I can fine you. And you don't have, like, you know, those other guys, Trent Williams had a ton of money. Ayuk had a ton of money. If you have $7.5 million, that's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But there's an agent fee in there. There's taxes in California. There's all this kind of stuff. That's not a lot of money from a standpoint of an NFL player. If I fine you $50,000 a year, that's a day from staying away from camp, that's going to hurt. So that's my leverage. So there's that. First of all, I don't want you hanging around the team, all right? Because you get a hold in, you're not participating, but I can't find you. No way. So I'm going to learn from that experience. But the reason why the Ayuk thing is so important is, you know, so if they put him on the PUP list, he has to miss the first four games. Matt Maiocco said in a radio interview recently in the last week, hey, you know what? Week one is not out of the question. And one of the reasons I'm excited to go down to 49ers next week is to really find the story on Ayuk and what is the latest and what is going on and how does he look and all those kind of things. Because every single year there is a standout storyline. A couple of years ago, what's going on with Brock's arm and all that kind of stuff. And last year it was the Ayuk hold in, the Williams hold out. And then at the last minute, McCaffrey. And so it was a lot of contractual things. This year, I think the number one story is not Juwan Jennings. The number one story is what's going on with Ayuk. Because to me, that's massive. If Ayuk somehow could play in week one, then if I'm the 49ers, I just took all the leverage back from Juwan Jennings. Because they know if Ricky Pearsall's having a nice offseason. So all of a sudden, Ayuk's back. Pearsall's having a nice offseason. You know, they apparently feel good about Jacob Cowling. I don't, but they do. They feel good about Jordan Watkins. He ran around in shorts. We'll see what happens in pads. You know, Amari Cooper is sitting out there. All of a sudden, they're going, hey, you know what? We'd love to have Juwan Jennings here, but A, he's staying away and we're finding him. B, Brandon Ayuk is back. So Ayuk's status is everything. Because if Brandon Ayuk isn't, let's say the Ayuk is on the PUP list and he's out for the first four games, plus DeMarcus Robinson's got the DUI and he's suspended, and all of a sudden, Ricky Pearsall is your number one wide receiver. George Kittle's getting doubled. They can watch Christian McCaffrey more. It's a massive difference. And so Juwan Jennings is sitting back with one eye going, you know, like, what's going on with Ayuk? I think it's everything. That is the number one storyline with the 49ers, and number two is not close. Maybe number two is Jennings. And then if number two is Jennings, then everything else is on the defensive side. Like every other storyline, which we'll dive into deeply next week, but it's Mikel Williams, it's Collins, it's Nick Martin, the linebacker from Oklahoma State. It's everybody in the secondary, right? It's everybody in the secondary. Like, what's everything looking like? Maybe outside of Demo Lenore, who I know. Like, is Upton Stout going to be the guy in the slot? Is that going to move Demo outside all the time? And, you know, what do the safeties look like? What are they going to do? Because Malik Mustafa is out. Is the kid out of Kansas State, Sigel, can that kid be a starter? Could they pick up a safety, you know, in camp? Because right now, a lot of these veteran guys, whether it be, you know, Justin Simmons, I don't know what's going on with Julian Blackman, the safety that was with the Colts. You know, and a lot of these veteran guys, they don't want to be in camp. I mean, part of the reason that Trent Williams was like holding out and was fine with it, he didn't want to be in camp. Like, if he signs, he's got to go to camp. So, like, Justin Simmons didn't want to sign, go to camp. Amari Cooper doesn't want to sign, he has to go to camp. Like, they'll sign a week or two into camp. Like, they'll learn the offense, they're fine. Send me a playbook. I got this. They're fine. They don't want to go to camp. So a lot of these guys are just sitting back going, just, you know, give me a week. I'm in shape. I'm fine. I need to get into football shape for a couple of weeks, but I don't want to sit there and be in camp all day. I don't want to sit and do that. I'm a veteran. I'm good. So anyway, there you go. Number one to watch there on the board right there. Ayuk, number one to watch. That's what I've got on there as far as football things are concerned. And again, I want to make sure I reiterate this. We will be down at camp next week, and we will have a good time had by all. So we'll do that. Let's see. What else do we have on a football front? Anybody on a football front? Any questions, comments, thoughts on a football front? There, we'll do that. Damian Lillard back to the Blazers. Again, I don't have a slide or anything like that. I just think it's really cool. He signed a 3-year contract to go back to Portland. I don't think people realize this. His family is there. His kids are there. Would it have been a cool story for him to come to the Warriors, come home, so to speak? His home is Portland now. You know, when people were saying, ah, he's going to come home, I say this all the time. When you're an adult, that's like, I'll kind of compare this to Aaron Judge. We all thought, oh, Aaron Judge wants to come home. Well, you know what? He was drafted by the Yankees. He lives in New York. That's where his life is. You know, you become an adult and your life becomes in a certain place. Like, I'm originally from Southern California. I've moved all over the country. I've lived in the Bay Area since 2010. It's my home. It's where I live. So that's, you know, my son grew up here. I have stepkids. I have a wife here. This is, all my friends are here. Like, this is where I live. Am I from here? No. Is my home here? Yes. Like, if people ask me where my home is, it's here. You know, it's been that way for 15 years. Like, this is where I live. You know, this is where my roots are now. And so when people ask Aaron Judge where he lives, he probably says New York. Where is he from? Well, where was he born? It's totally different. So when you become an adult and you put roots down, that becomes your home. So Damian Lillard's from the Bay Area. He loves the Bay Area. He reps it all the time. The zero is an O, Oakland. I mean, he's never going to forget it. But where his kids are, they're in Portland. So when a lot of people were saying, well, he'd come home to Oakland, he'd come home to the Bay Area. Not really. I mean, he is where he is. So plus when I looked at it, it's like, when I look at them, and I've said this before, going in all in, the Warriors going all in on the whole old man movement, which is what they're doing now, this 2-year thing. I mean, Damian Lillard would have been okay. Is he even going to play this year? I don't think he is. And if he is, it's going to be at the end of the year. So the 2-year window, Damian Lillard might be in 1 year of the window. So that never made sense. So right away, people are like, oh my God, Damian Lillard, he's going to come to the Warriors. And it was like, well, he's not really what they need. I mean, sure. Would you take it? Yeah, sure. But he's not really what they need. They need size. He could take some pressure off Steph in terms of, you know, ball handling and all that kind of stuff. And he's got long distance shooting, but then Damian Lillard and Steph Curry in the same backcourt, you'd have Monte Ellis and Steph Curry again. You'd have a size problem in the backcourt. So it never really made a whole lot of sense. And the whole thing of the media running with it was, he's coming home, he's coming home, he's coming home. Well, his home's Portland. And that's where he went back to. And he was saying that he didn't really love playing in Milwaukee because he didn't get to see his kids. And one of the reasons why Milwaukee ultimately released him, I don't know if you know the story, but he asked them if he could rehab this Achilles injury in Portland and be close to his family and close to his kids. And they said no, which is an ass move. It's like, what do you care? He's rehabbing. He's a professional. He'll be back. He's not going to just sit around and eat bonbons all day and hang out with his kids. He's going to work. And they said no. And he said, I don't really want to be here. So that's kind of how it happened. So anyway, Damian Lillard back to the Blazers. That is that story. God, I can't wait to get to the Coldplay CEO. We've talked about that a little bit, but we haven't given it near enough time. Anything else on that front? Good morning, Tony. It is great to see you, my friend. There is Tony, everybody. The Blue Chew crew. Let's see. Hey, Naomi, it's good to see you. By the way, I'm going to do that one tomorrow. I have a caboose that I was going to need your help on today, but I knew we were going to do so much on the CEO that, let's see. Yeah, Tacky, totally. We did. I know the guy that you're talking about. He was actually from a New Jersey paper, but he was a national baseball writer. And we had him on twice. The first time we had him on, he was convinced. And then the second time, he's like, I can't remember the term he used, but he used some kind of a term. And it was basically like, he's coming. And then when John Heyman came out with the thing with the arson judge, it was like, it's done. Like it's, but I was convinced. I agree with you 100%. I can't even remember the damn guy's name, but he was from a New Jersey paper. He was a beat writer for the Yankees for like 20 years, and we had him on once, and he kind of convinced us, and then we had him on again, and both of us were like, "He's coming!" Like 100%. I agree with you, Tacky, 100%. And what was funny was we were hearing behind the scenes that what could be happening. Was he's kind of maybe leveraging the Yankees and man, maybe he doesn't want to come home so much. And really his parents live here, but he really loves New York and power of the pinstripes and all that kind of stuff. And so that's what we're hearing behind the scenes. But then this guy came on and was so convincing because Papa was like, he is not leaving. And I was like, nah. And even Papa was like, well, this guy's pretty convincing. He knows what he's talking about. But then, yeah, it's funny that you say that. Cause I remember that. I remember that guy, New Jersey paper. I got to look him up today. But yeah. Let's see. Hi, Antonio. Bleacher Report has a story about the Warriors training Butler. And you know what's funny about that? First of all, I haven't seen the story, so I don't know if it's an opinion piece or has any kind of factual things behind it. Why does Bronny have to be every trade, all these hypothetical trades for LeBron James that I saw over the last 48 hours? Why do they all have to be Bronny? Like, if I'm Bronny, I don't want to go. Like, I got to be my own guy here. Like, okay, we did the thing. We played in a game together. Woohoo! We set NBA history. We played in a game. I don't have to go with him anymore. Like, I don't have to be on his team. And I don't want to be on his team. Like, I want to be out on my own. Like, I'm not attached at the hip of LeBron if I'm Bronny. It's like, please. I'd go to the front office of Lakers and go, please. Like, I got to do this on my own now. Like, we did it. We did the thing. We don't have to do it again. Like, we were on the same court in an NBA game. Yay, hooray. Now, I got to either, if I can play, great. If I can't play, let me go. But I don't have to be traded with my dad. So, like, every trade, I saw like 5 or 6 trades. There was one with the Warriors for Jimmy Butler, like you said. There was one, like, there was a bunch of different trades. Maybe it was Bleacher Report. I can't remember. But it had all these hypothetical trades. And every single one of them, it was like tons of teams. Like 10 teams, and every single hypothetical trade that was made had Bronny with LeBron. And I was sitting there going, God, if I'm Bronny, I'm like, no, like I no. And there's no salary match to it. They all just thought, well, LeBron's going to want Bronny. And it's like, no. And if I'm Bronny, it's like, no, man, like we did what we did. Like, we don't need to do it again. And I am not attached to the hip of my dad. And that's how it's going to be the whole time. Like, here I am carrying my dad's luggage. I wouldn't. I'd be like, look, we did it. Like, my dad wanted to do it. We did it. Cool. I respect that. But now I'm staying here and he can go wherever, you know? So anyway, yeah. Power of the pinstripes, John. Yeah, he does. He loves it. I hate that. I hate it. The whole thing. I was hating that, like, power of the pinstripes. I'm a West Coast guy through and through my whole life. Love the West Coast. And like I said, I worked in Pittsburgh. I worked in Detroit. I've worked all over the country. I'm not a New York guy. And everybody thinks that, like, you know, that's like the pinnacle of everything. And that's fine. That's great that everybody can think that. It's just not my bit. And I'm not disparaging New York. I'm not at all. You know, it's fun to visit. I enjoy it, whatever. But I don't think it's the pinnacle of anything. Now, there are certain players who can't play on that stage. I get that. But I don't think it's all that everybody thinks it's cracked up to be. And I know friends from there who are just like, wow, it's everything. What are you talking about? It's New York. It's like, all right, cool, man. It's not for me, but it's fine. For you, that's awesome. Proud of you. Good job. Oh, there's one baseball thing I forgot before we move on. And we're going to do a caboose about this whole thing, because this CEO thing is going to take forever. But I saw this yesterday. It was just a random thing. And I wanted to ask you about it. So it's ML fan base happiness. And this is just some random thing that a guy puts together. So loving life right now are the Cubs and the Tigers. I would put probably LA up there. I mean, what do they have to bitch and moan about? I'd probably put the Astros up there. The Phillies, I wouldn't. I don't even think they'd be very pleased, because Philly's pissed off. I think they'd say, like, encouraged. Toronto would probably be very pleased. The Brewers, I would say, would be loving life. I mean, they weren't supposed to be here. And then you have the Giants at encouraged. It's, again, this is fan base happiness. So they're asking you. So encouraged. Tampa, the Red Sox, San Diego, San Francisco, New York, Seattle, the Reds. So would you call yourself as a Giants fan encouraged? Then you got up and down. This is what I would say. Up and down. because you're not in the playoffs right now. Up and down is New York, Texas, Arizona, St. Louis, Angels, Twins. Disappointed, you're not that. Sick of losing, you're not that. Giving up, you're not that. So you're either B or C, right? You're either encouraged or up and down. Maybe I'm being too tough on it. I don't think you're loving life. I don't think you're very pleased. Maybe you're very pleased. I guess you could be very pleased, encouraged, or up and down. That's where I would think you would put. Now, maybe I'm being a pessimist when I say up and down. So where are you? Are you very pleased, encouraged, or up and down? Or none of the above? Maybe you're loving life. Maybe you've given up. I mean, I don't know. You could be anywhere on that board. But where are you? I would say you're either very pleased, encouraged, or up and down. So you're either A, B, or C. And they have an S there. I've never gotten an S. I've gotten a P or an F, pass, fail. But they do have A through F there. So where would you say you are on the MLB fan base happiness 2025 meter? And I was looking at that yesterday, and I'm like, yeah, encouraged isn't a bad place to be. But some are probably up and down, and some are very pleased. And if they made another trade, I would think that they would be very pleased. But, a loving life, I would think Cubs fans, they could be losing, they'd be loving life. Detroit, definitely. I think I would put LA fans in there, Houston fans in there, Philly fans, I'd probably put maybe up and down. That's how they are. Brewers fans, I'd put the loving life. So anyway, tell me where you are. You're in one of those places, very pleased, encouraged, or up and down. Tell me where you are on the meter there. I would be going into the second half, not second half of the season, the post All-Star break. I would like to know. Taki says, I'm encouraged, border on very pleased. I thought we were a 500-ish team before the season. That's a great angle to have because I always lose perspective because what I do is, that's a great way to look at it because at the beginning of the season, would I have taken, a game out of the wild card or whatever? I would have. But then I saw them play so well at the beginning of the year, thought this could be a contender for more than just making the playoffs. And then they made the Devers trade. I'm like, well, now they're going for it. And it's like, yeah. Let's see. Let's see what else. I didn't know you grew up in Southern California, Naomi. Very cool, man. 1996. Yeah, see, that's exactly right. So you move up to a certain place. And like I said, I have lots of friends in Southern California still, but it's not like I go there all the time. Like when you first move somewhere, like you miss the place and then all of a sudden you become ingrained in that place. And like I said, from a sports standpoint, you start liking the teams that, all that kind of stuff. And because I do what I do, it's like the better they do, the more fun it is and the better our ratings would go, especially on radio and TV. So yeah, absolutely. The 1420 says, compared to previous years, I'm encouraged. They're going to the playoffs. Okay. So maybe I underestimated everybody. So encouraged. More people are either very pleased or encouraged and not going with the up and down. So between the B and the A. Okay. All right. That's fair enough. All right. Let's get to this, man. We've been wanting to do this pretty much the whole show, haven't we? I mean, haven't we wanted to talk about the CEO thing? I mean, this is crazy. And it's not just the CEO thing. It's just more so like the way that our society is right now.
John Lund Unleashed presents the caboose pistol.
Wedged in the crack of her buttocks.
Somehow, someway, Lundo thinks this is the best way to leave a final impression on you for the day.
Yo, caboose pistol. Everybody has one.
Did you say caboose pistol?
I know some women who could hide a machine gun in there.
Yeah.
Leave me out of this, you weirdo. Here's John. Here's John.
All right. So we all know what happened, but I'll just play this for you just so that if you missed out. So to this, like the astronomer CEO, I don't know what astronomer is. And then it's funny because it's the HR girl and she should know better. And then like they have this video and the HR assistant's like laughing because she knows. And this thing took off like wildfire. Like there are certain things that take off in sports, whatever. But I mean, this was like you couldn't scroll on any social media platform and not see this like not only like every other posting, but then after a while it was like 50 in a row. So this is at the Coldplay concert. So he continued on for a minute there. I guess I cut that off a little too early, but he continued on. And Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, said something to the effect of like, we either caught him in an affair or they're just very shy. Well, they caught him in an affair. And so meme after meme after meme. I mean, Coldplay hasn't made a single in years. Last night they made two. or where was the Sports Center one? Maybe I have it up here. I mean, even Sports Center did a thing on it, right? Sports Center anchors reenact viral Coldplay concert affair. The there you go. There's the New York Post Dumbotron. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, look at their faces. Like, right away. I mean, this is fear of death kind of stuff. Like, there's a train coming at you at that point. I mean, it is just unbelievable. Look at this. Here's how much astronomers see Andy Byron and HR chair, blah, 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 Coldplay scandal could be lawyers. What else do we have here? Do we have any more of those? I mean, just like it was just one after the other after the other. And then these memes started, you know, with this kind of stuff, which I, you know, like everybody's like that play. I like there's 100 of them, right? I mean, not 100. There's 1 million of them right now that's going on. So the whole internet, like, and I said this at the beginning of the show, like a lot of these go away and you don't know really what's going to take off like wildfire, but a lot of these go away pretty quickly. The news cycle is just like, boom, boom, onto the next, onto the next, onto the next, onto the next. I haven't looked at social media this morning. I don't know if there's a big story that's taken over, but I mean, it's just like, see, I mean, look at, I mean, there's like Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky. Like I'm just popping on to see like what that was posted by Rob Schneider. But I mean, look at, I'm just, you know, there's another one. Like, there it is. Like, it's all there is. Okay, there's Angel Recent Media Day. Okay, I've gone two. There's another three, four posts. No, there's another one. Okay, one, two, three. Is it starting to go away? Maybe it is. My God. Nope, there's another one. There's another one. Imagine betraying this lady for some old HR hag. Oh, that's his wife. So there's his wife. So now they're posting stories of his wife, you know, pictures of his wife. Yeah, she is prettier, I got to say. So now they're posting pictures of her wife basically saying who's hotter, right? Oh, my God. Yeah, so there we go. This is crazy. Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, there it is again. There's another one. they're making political statements over it. So, yeah, it's not even near gone. No, not even near gone. God, this is crazy. Yeah, it's still red hot. It's not like it was yesterday. Like when I was looking at this yesterday, it was like every other story. There's a Terry McLaurin holding out story. Let's see, Aaron Rodgers. there's the, you know, there's the camera guy zooming in on him. You know, I got the meme of DiCaprio. So it's, I mean, it's, if last night it was roaring at, you know, a bonfire level or a, you know, a Fahrenheit of like 120, it's probably cooled down to like 80, right? It's in like the mid 80s now, but still, I mean, that dude, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, does he get fired? But it's the HR girl. Does she, I mean, she kind of has to get fired, doesn't she? I mean, you can't be the HR girl and say, you can't date anybody within the astronomer company now. You can't do that. Like, the HR girl can't be giving speeches about not dating the CEO while she's cheating with the CEO. So I guess she has to get fired, doesn't she? So anyway, that's crazy. That is just crazy. I mean, your life can change in 2 seconds. Basically, a camera person gets up there. Chris Martin says something about it. Somebody's videoing it at the concert. She sends that out thing out and shoo, wildfire, man. That thing went crazy yesterday. So anyway. I don't know if you saw any of the memes or anything. Were you following along? Like I said, I saw it. I'm like, what is this? And then all of a sudden it was like everything I could see on my timeline was that. I'm seeing if I have any other things of it on my that I brought. I mean, it was just I could have done 100 things. I seriously could have brought 100 memes onto the show today. Everybody saw it though, didn't you? My God. Yeah, exactly right. Doesn't everybody know that? Like the let's see here. Sorry, don't go dipping your. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it, right? I mean, everybody knows that. You know, everybody knows that. When you're young, like, what the only time was like, I would work at a restaurant, I was a bartender, and like, there were servers and stuff like that. And then you'd get off work and whatever, things like that. But I mean, since I became an adult, I never dated anybody at work. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not an attractive person. So, I mean, that kind of cuts it out a little bit. But still, I mean, you just don't do that. Yeah. Everybody knows. You just don't do that. anyway, whatever. Yeah, she's going to get half. You might as well just, right now, you might as well just go, okay, here's half the 401k, okay. Like, I don't know if he gets, oh, good morning, Joji. It was very nice to see you, my friend. yeah, it looks like they saw Godzilla. That's exactly what it looks like. Ah! Let me show that again. I mean, seriously, that's going to be a meme forever. That's the other thing, too. This thing can cool down. This thing will cool down. News cycle moves fast. That will never not be a meme. Like, I don't think it's going to replace the Jordan crying meme. Jordan crying meme is probably sports-wise always going to be huge. But, like, that's going to be – here's the thing. That can be a meme for everything. That's just not going to be a sports meme. Like, that's going to be a meme forever. Ever. So, if you're – I mean, I know he's the CEO. Did he – I don't know if he founded that company, Astronomer or whatever. I don't even know what they do. Like, did he found the company? I haven't delved that deep into the whole thing. But if he didn't, like, if he's not a big owner part of it or whatever, I mean, they kind of have to remove him, don't they? When you have this kind of a scandal. Man, I mean, look at it. In that split second, they just know. They know it's over. Like, they just know their lives are, there's just no going back. Like, they're both just like, oh. Plus, that's got to be the worst feeling. You're at a Coldplay concert. You're in a, you know, you're in a cool, you know, hanging out. You're in a suite. You had a few drinks in you. You probably had a nice dinner. You're having a great time. You know, you're going to be, you know, getting between the sheets a little bit later. Everything's great. You told your wife that it's, you know, it's all purely business, that you've got, you know, big clients in town, right? Totally lied to her. And then boom. And it's just like, you know, and that much flashed in front of your face that fast. Even though you're probably bombed, you sobered up in about 2 seconds. Your life just flashed before your eyes. That guy knows that he lost half of everything, half of his 401k, everything, probably lost a house. The woman's like, I'm fired. I'm the HR girl. Can't be dating the CEO. My career's over. Seriously, and nobody's going to hire her. Like, aren't you that HR girl? And because her career is HR. And it's like, I don't know, what does she look like, 50-something? So, like, okay, she tries to apply for another job. Right. Wait a minute. You're applying for an HR job with us? You dated the CEO. Like, she knows at that point, it's flashing through her eyes. She's had a couple of glasses of wine. It's flashing through her eyes. My career's over. I can never get an HR job dating the CEO. CEO's not taking care of her. He's dropping her like a hot potato, just like he did. He's lost half of everything. Their life flashes before their eyes, and they're both screwed. And not in the way that they think they thought they were going to get screwed when they started the evening. Not a good look. They see Godzilla. That's exactly what it is. I mean, seriously, that meme is unbelievable. Oh, my God. That's going to be forever. That's unreal. Oh, that was the best part. The biggest penalty, these poor bastard. He had to go to a Coldplay concert. Exactly. That was the old thing, too. That was one of the biggest memes. It was like something about, you know, getting caught at a Coldplay concert or whatever. I thought the guy was Mike Breen. Oh, that is outstanding. I would agree with that 100%. Yeah, they went out. They probably went to her Facebook page. And before, she's got to take that down now. Like, I feel terrible for her. And you're 100% right. Like, all of a sudden, everything's getting, now it's going to be her. And it's like her versus the other girl. Like, oh my gosh, look how much prettier she is. And she is. But it's like, now she gets dragged into this whole thing. Oh man, how brutal is this stuff? Brutal, just brutal. Anyway, all right. Okay, just checking. All right, anything else on the CEO, on the thing that was the news story? The news story, man. That was unbelievable yesterday. I mean, seriously, you couldn't go. I mean, what time did that thing break? Late afternoon? Like, my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's her next career. Yeah, she's going to be doing OnlyFans, James, 100%. Seriously, she can't be in HR. I mean, I don't know what her career was. She's either got to be an entrepreneur and do something on her own. And that entrepreneur is probably going to be OnlyFans. That's probably the only thing she can do. I mean, that's it. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's like, what is she going to do? Yeah, brutal. Yeah, there's no chance. There's no chance. You're applying for the HR spot. You realize you can't date the CEO, right? Memes Unleashed. Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. Yeah, restaurants are unbelievable. They're unbelievable. You get off at a certain time. Everybody starts drinking. It's a bad move. It's a bad idea. And then you come back, you go to the work next day, and you're like, ugh. So I did do that in restaurants. I was like 22 years old. I'm dumb as a rock, right? Don't know anything. And you learn very quickly. It's okay. I'm not going to do this. That's dumb. Anyway. All right. Anything else today besides the biggest story of the day yesterday? And this was the biggest meme of the biggest story. Coldplay hasn't had a single in years. Last night they made two. See, that was right away. Like that was in the, that's kind of a blurry picture, but that's kind of like, what's going on? And then that's when they realized it. That's when they realized it. Like, we're screwed. Like that, it went from like, what the, to that in like a millisecond. Unbelievable. All right. Anything else I have today that we need to get to? Yes. Bottom of the pint. I'm going to text Larry as we speak right now, and I'll make sure that we get that. Oh, that's a great point, Mary. Yeah, she's gonna be a consultant about how to hide affairs. Like, seriously, the other thing about this whole thing, and I get it, you have a few drinks, you forget, but it's like everybody in that suite clearly was people that they worked with, because they had the other HR girl who there's a picture of laughing because she knows everything that's going on. She was the assistant HR girl, which she's gonna be elevated now to the head HR girl. And I think she was elevated to assistant HR girl like a week ago. So she's loving her life. But like if you were just standing in that suite with her next door or something like that, you'd be fine. But like you're basically, you know, you got your arms around her and all that kind of stuff. Like there's no denying that. Oh, unbelievable. Like, let's go back to Chris Martin for just a second. Sorry, we cut this off early.
Yeah. Oh, look at these.
I mean, they went for it. Look at that guy just dove. It's like, dude, it's too late. At that point, you just own it. You know, you just kind of wave or something, and you could make up something. But when you dive for it, and she just turns like, my God. Somebody, whoever took that picture, that's an unbelievable picture that you took. Because he dove so fast. Like, to take that picture that fast, I mean, God, right when they saw it, they're like, we are out of here. God, and he nailed it too. He's like, either they're having an affair or you're very shy. Unbelievable. Consult at Hyde Affairs. Yeah, she doesn't know how to do it. Anyway, there you go. Yeah, I think there's going to be lots of trades. I think there's going to be tons of trades. And I think the Giants are going to make one. I do. I'm not sure they're going to go out and get another bat unless, like I said, I keep thinking the Manassian brothers are going to make a trade, maybe the Angels. But yeah, they're going to, there's no doubt in my mind. I think Buster Posey is going to convince the powers that be, the powers with the wallet. They're like, man, see, there you go. You nailed it. That was, did he fall through a trap door? That was a great call, right? That's what you could have done. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't panic in that situation and dive down, all that kind of stuff. Now you're guilty. Like, that's what you'd say. She was choking. She was choking. They had these little, you know, I don't know. They had these cream cheese filled things that were deep fried and she was choking and I just was giving her the Heimlich. Like you didn't catch him in the middle of a kiss or something. You weren't naked. Like you just, yeah, the guy had her and she was choking. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, I wouldn't. There's no way. I don't know what you could have done, but that's some quick thinking by you, Mark. That's some real quick thinking. You're giving her the Heimlich. I was giving the Heimlich. Everybody knows. Everybody saw. Everybody can back me up, right? She was choking. You saw it. Yeah, boss. I saw it, boss. She was choking on those cream cheese deep fried things. Celery and peanut butter. I don't know. She took a bite of a corn dog. I mean, whatever. Oh, man. That is going to cost him a lot of money. All right. There you go. That's a good call on the Heimlich, man. Did you just think of that right now? Outstanding. Good work. Did she fall through a trap? Did he fall through a trap door? All right, that'll do it for a Friday edition of the show. I'm going to get on the, I know, and you lost it. You lost it because of Coldplay. That's unbelievable. Oh, man. All right, Blue Jays this afternoon and the Giants. By the way, I meant to mention this before. God, did they mention, they missed a golden opportunity, especially with You could have set up your, hang on one second. You could have set up your rotation to do this, and I would have done this. You got Max Scherzer on one team. You got Justin Verlander on another. Did it not occur to anybody? It's Verlander and Bassett today. And then to be determined versus Eric Lauer. He's still around. And then to be determined versus Jose Barrios. Did it not occur to anybody that maybe you'd do Verlander versus Scherzer? Anyone? Anyone? Is this thing on? Like, come on, man. Get your brain on. But it's going to be Verlander Bassett, the former A. I like Chris Bassett. I would have liked Chris Bassett to be a Giant at some point. They're not trading him, but there you go. All right. So that is it right now. I don't know if Gosman's pitching. He should be. Gosman should be pitching. We'll see. Everybody seems to be that they would be rested at this point. But yeah, I would have liked to have seen a Verlander versus Scherzer thing, but we're not. We're going to see Bassett v. Verlander. It would be really nice if Verlander would start that second half. Got 0-7 with a 470. Bassett 9-4 with a 412. You're right on Lauer, 4-2 with a 2.78. So he is having a nice year. So there you go. I didn't know he was still around. All right. PMP, as Dom tells us, Polymax Particles, noon special guest host. Do we know who the guest hosts are, Dom? Or can we not say that? And don't tell me. If it's not supposed to be out, don't tell me, because I tell everybody. You know that. That's why those guys won't tell me anything. Are you the guest host? Can you tell us that? Yeah, I did see where his wife did. Yeah, her last name she deleted from social media already. That dude is you might as well just give her half the house and half your 401k to start. I mean, that'd probably be a good place to start. So anyway, all right, everybody have a wonderful rest of your Friday. I'm going to get with Larry Kruger right now, and I'll send out the information on bottom of the pint trapdoor. That's very good. Heimlich, that's very good. All right, everybody have a wonderful Friday. Thanks for hanging out on a Friday. If I don't talk to you, have a wonderful weekend, and go Giants.
Thanks for hanging out with John Lund Unleashed. We'll try to be better next time, though I wouldn't hold my breath. Please like and subscribe on the John Lund Unleashed Pod YouTube channel. Watch live shows weekdays at 8 a.m. on YouTube, Instagram, and X. And make sure to have your alerts on for shows throughout the day or night. All things Lund can be found at johnlundunleashed.com. johnlundunleashed.com.
Goodbye!